WPR and 4DJC.
Oh, 908. My golly. Oh, I'm headed down to a routine doctor's appointment down by Lawrence Boulevard or wherever. I hope I can remember where it's at. It's down there towards Costco on Woodruff.
So, in your area or in Greenville?
In Greenville, it's Verde Boulevard, I guess. At any rate, it's down around the zoo. I'm not happy about that, but it's just a routine checkup call. And then I think we're going to go to Cabela's and maybe go to Costco's too, Bernie says. So we'll be down in it for a while anyways. I'm not a big traffic lover, Jerry.
Place where my daughter lives, that'd be a mile or so from there. That Costco's on Woodruff. If you go a little further down the road, that's where Palmetto Farmers there on the right. I was in there yesterday. They'd leave kind of early yesterday morning. My wife had her last cancer surgery doctor's appointment. Just 5 years and she's clear. And we're tickled to death that she's done with that. At least we hope. Hope we don't have to see him again.
Well, that's wonderful. Congratulations. Glad to hear it. Yeah, these doctor's appointments get to be a habit after a while. Pills and bills, Jerry. What else you going to do today?
Today she went back over to have her hair done this morning. We had to... Heard the lady does her hair is she has to schedule a year in advance. She's so busy and so popular. They moved the she moved to another location, so we had to after we got out of that yesterday, got a doctor's office. A new location. So they're off of near St. Francis, off of Dunbar. It wasn't too hard for her to find. That's where no one too far where the other one was. But that traffic wasn't too bad yesterday. It was, we had stayed. Our granddaughter had, she had a game on Monday. She had practice yesterday with volleyball, so we had to, Monday we were there all day Monday. Our grandson was sick, but then we were back again yesterday. But they, we're about seven heading back both days. Traffic wasn't bad at all then, though. But I despise getting on Woodruff Road. There's going through Verde, going through those traffic circles. You have to be sure you get on the outside lane if you're going to. I think the doctor's offices you're talking about, they're probably on the right on Verde, headed back towards Lawrence Road, I imagine. Not sure if that's where you're talking about or not.
That's exactly where it's at. There's a bunch of doctor's offices in there. I'd never been there before, so we drove down there a few weeks ago to kind of get an idea of where it was at. And I'm going to get Bernice to put it in the GPS. So it narrows it down a little bit. Oh, I need to go over to Cabela's and get up. I bought a new reel for my shooter for antennas and... I'm going to put an eyelet on there, like off of a big spinning rod, you know. And my neighbor said that'd probably make it better. So I'm going to do that. And I got my new reel in the other day, made by Penn. And I haven't mounted it on there yet, but it's got a bigger spool on it. It'll hold 200 yards of 30-pound test. And I found out if you use that braided line, the first time you get a nick in it, then it'll break. It's a lot stronger and a lot smaller, but it don't take nicks. And I didn't know that. And that's what I had on there the last time, and it did exactly that.
That is pretty susceptible to dragging over rocks and stuff. You know, when you're fishing with it, I still use monofilament. I don't use a braid. unless I'm just casting lures or something like that. But if I'm doing any type of bottom fishing, I use mono. But that stuff sits up there as a treat to that stuff, Thomas, before you use it. Get you some hot water, put it in a little boiler, put it in just a little boiler or something to get it good hot, and take the spool off the reel and just soak it, let the monofilament line soak in that water, and it'll make it nice and flexible, because that line absorbs water, and it'll be a lot easier to handle, especially if the weather's cooler.
Soak that in warm water before you put it on the reel, Jerry? I never heard of that.
After you get on the reel, you just take the spool off and sit it in warm water for about 30 minutes, an hour. That monofilament, that braid didn't work that way, but monofilament will absorb the water and make it a lot more flexible and supple. You don't have all that, it won't curl off like it does if it's cold or been sitting on the reel a long time.
Well, I'll be doing it. I'll learn something there. Now, isn't there lubrication on the back side of that spool up where it stabs onto that poker sticking out of the reel? Wouldn't that deteriorate that, or is there even any lube there?
And once you take the spool off the reel, I mean, it's designed to be, most of them are designed to be around water a lot. It's not a problem, and that would be easy to put grease on anyway. It shouldn't be a big deal, but we either do that for 20 or 30, especially if we hadn't fished it in a while. We would take the spools off, just sit them in the water, maybe 30 minutes, just warm water. Once you get it wet, it's just a lot easier to handle. The braid, it doesn't matter. Braid's so supple, it knots up a lot, especially in the lighter weights. And I don't like to use it unless it's just for lures. It's something that's under constant tension, doesn't have to go across any structure or anything like that. But that's just my prejudices and what I do. But I generally like monofilament better anyway. It's a little easier, cheaper for one thing. It's a little easier to get the knots to hold and that sort of thing. But see how that thing does with it once you put that eyelet on. I'm sure a guide or something would definitely help the accuracy of it, and you get a lot more distance out of it too.
I'll try that, because I hate that when that line gets all curly. The line that's on the reel now that's on there is that way, and it gets tangled up real easy. But that's a good tip, and I like the monofilament a lot better than the braided, and you're right, it is more cheap, and when you're just using it for that purpose rather than fishing, that should make it last longer for me anyways, because it sits around and you rarely use it, so I'll give that a try. It gets a little expensive the time you get one of those things built and get a reel and all of that stuff. It's not real expensive, but I just bought that reel the other day. It's a big pin, and it's a saltwater pin, and it from Amazon, it was $70.
Yeah, but Penn used to make all the reels in the U.S. They don't do it anymore. They make a good spinning reel. And, when you put the line on it, just make sure to look on YouTube for instructions, because there's a way to put that line on where it keeps the twist in. It's what makes it so difficult to deal with. Because every time that bale flips over, it twists the line a little bit. And if you don't wind it on the spool correctly, it's going to be... you're going to do some more twists, and when it coils off, it just gets all jumbled up. Because it is a right way and a wrong way to do it. And it's hard to explain over the air, but if you look at the YouTube, brief YouTube video on it, it's easy to do. But it still gets a little bit of twist in. There's no way you can't put twist in it, just unless you reel it on with one of these machines or something like that in 4DJC.
Jerry, I always take it and put it on a pencil and have Bernice hold it out there, and you want the line to come off the spool in the same direction. All the stupid GPS is talking here. You want it to come off of the spool in the same direction that the bale is turning. And I've done that for years. And I got one of those line strippers that takes the line off. Boy, that really makes things a lot easier than dragging it off by hand.
One of the guys I fished with had a line winder. There was one of these, you know, deals like they used to have in some of the sporting goods stores, and it would wind it on directly, and it would do spool to spool. You know, so there's no, you know, no bail or nothing involved, and you just wind it straight on the spool, and it did real well, too. But now these spinning reels nowadays are so elaborate. You know, they've got a certain way that crosshatches the wind, and it makes the line lays on the spool a lot better. You do it the right way. There's always a trick to it, and that's the trick. But if you'll soak it, if you'll soak it in water a little bit before you use it, it'll make that line a little more supple. But any of that heavy stuff, like 20 or 30 pounds, it's always hard to deal with. It's just, you know, it's like dealing with wire almost.
Should you make the water? I think the water out of the faucet's, what, 125, Bernice?
Yeah.
Right around that. Should you run it that hot on it?
No, I would. I'd just make it lukewarm. You know, just put it, like I said, I just put mine like in a boiler, just to have something to sort of dish. I just put it in, just lukewarm is all. That'd be clean enough, because it absorbs it a little quicker that way, but otherwise it doesn't need to be real, you know, just warm to the touch is all.
Do that. I'm going to spool her up here in the next day or two. Oh, why traffic stopped? We're up on Wade Hampton. And go down to Pleasantburg Drive and get on 385. And that way I can stay off of I-85, Jerry.
Hampton and Pleasantburg, I guess. That's just the way it is. Up that way, I despise going on either one of those roads.
By yourself. Man, there's a lot of traffic up here today for some reason. I don't know why that is. But they're lined up, headed towards downtown here from Walmart's on. I'll probably get in a little bit of the shadow of Paris coming up here pretty quick. So we do that, and Bernice says Costco's, and then going to Cabela's. I always like to look around at Cabela's, as long as my foot will take it for a while. I wish they went ahead and built one of those out there. What they was talking about out by 101 east of town here. They had the land bought and everything, and then I don't know which one bought which, you know. Bass Pro's bought Cabela's or something, so that fell through. But boy, that would generate a lot of business out there for them.
I thought Bass Pro did buy Cabela's. I used to deal with Cabela's back in the 60s. I used to order all my stuff through the little catalog. Did a lot of business with them over the years, time, mostly for fishing stuff. And Cabela's kind of like Bass Pro. I go in there and look at a lot of stuff, but I sell to buy anything. But I used to buy online. I mean, not online, just mail order back in the 60s when it was just Jim and his brother running the outfit out of Sydney. And they always had a better selection of equipment than just about anybody, anywhere.
It's mesmerizing to go in there. Yeah, everything from barbecue stuff to hunting stuff. Bass Pro did buy Cabela's, but they was going to build another one east of town here a few years ago, and then they backed out of it, Jerry.
They were trying to buy Sportsman's Warehouse, and that deal fell through. I like doing some business at Sportsman's Warehouse. They're not as big, but their prices are a little bit better sometimes. But they don't have their own brand of clothing, and they don't carry as much stuff. But their prices on ammo is pretty good if you catch them with a deal, that sort of thing. But I was kind of glad they didn't buy them out, because it kind of Cabela's actually deteriorated. I think after Bass Pro bought him.
Well, what was you down at that indoor shooting range for? I forget what the name of it is.
I didn't do any shooting yesterday, but usually do sometime, but we got a break between starting the board or something else and picking our grandkids up. I go in there and shoot for 30 minutes or something like that, but I didn't yesterday. But they got a nice range there. They got about 15, 20 positions, I think. You shoot full autos there if you want to, and they've got them where you can rent them, that deal, and they got a big, big stock of firearms, a big stock of ammo usually, but my son's friends worked in there for a long time. He used to let us get in there, we'd shoot for free, but he moved to the one in Savannah, so we don't get to do that anymore.
I used to go down there once a year, and the engineers from General Electric would go over there, and my daughter and that would go over there and shoot, and a nice bunch of guys, but I haven't been in there for a long time. I always hated, I'd go here to the other one, Shooters, I think it's called, and it's great, but then somebody's got to come in there with a high-powered rifle and start shooting, and man, that's deafening on an inside range. I'd much rather go someplace outside and shoot, but I don't, I guess I do have one place I could go if I want to. But I don't shoot the big rifles anymore, Jerry. I just am not able to. And I don't own any of the paramilitary stuff. So Biden says he's going to take them away. He's going to confiscate them. Stand by is all I can say. There's a lot of guys who wouldn't like that idea at all.
Really not. If you get one, the next one is there. You're next. Palmetto, they won't let them, they let them shoot rifles there, but they've got a separate range for that. It's kind of off from the other, they all separate. I think they got six or seven positions, and they have doors between them. I think they got three separate deals there, but veterans get a big discount there, or did. It's not terribly expensive. You know, you can shoot a lot of ammo in 30 minutes, but like you, I don't like to shoot inside. I just don't see that well. It's not bright in there like it is outside.
And for the most part, I just shoot tin cans or else that my target out in the backyard. And you see where that guy shot his neighbor here the other day? And he said, oh, it ricocheted, and I guess he was drunk or on drugs, and I think he was shooting .45 hardball, and they found the bullet, and it didn't have any marks on it at all, and so now they got him for murder instead of manslaughter. You know, you got to be pretty stupid to do something like that.
Lady up above us on the corner up here shoots sometimes. I don't know what she's shooting, but she's... Yeah, well, a couple of people found stuff in the backyard and had a bullet hole in one of the windows or something, but they said they couldn't do anything about it. The sheriff didn't, but kind of keep an eye on it, though. Hopefully she doesn't do it again. She's a little out there anyway. I'm not sure if she's, you know, she's all there or not, but whatever, she doesn't need to be shooting in any yard. My gunsmith had one week. He lived out on the lake, Lake Orwell, and He had a 100-yard range in his backyard, and he had a steel, I think it was quarter-inch stick or something like that. Had a quarter-inch stick steel plate that he used for his target backer. He had sand and had it angled down. He wouldn't shoot his 220 through it, though, because he said the 220 Swift would penetrate, not whether it would or not, but he wouldn't shoot just at that range. But he used to go down and shoot at his place. It was just a single position. You know, that's where he did his rifle testing.
Uniform 2 Tango Mobile.
There's Rusty. I'll just make one more comment because Rusty's not into that kind of thing. But I got quarter inch plate behind mine in a berm, but I only shoot 22s at it. Maybe once a year the grandkids will come over and they'll want to shoot something like a 9, but you don't even hardly dent it. And it's angled down like that, Jerry, so. I try to be awfully, awfully safe, but
99% of the time, I don't shoot, and then, once every few months, I might go out and shoot the 22 at the steel target, but that's about it. It's just fun for the old man now and then to be able to do that, but it wouldn't kill me if it goes away either. Good morning, Rusty. W2TN0TR.
Good morning, Tom. Good morning, Jerry. Top of the morning to both of you. Well, I'm on my way to eat a little bit of breakfast and then go get some groceries because I got to go do grocery shopping and also pick up the stuff I need to take for the dinner tonight at church where the choir's having our back to after summer choir dinner and first new look at new music for the new year. So anyway, that's what I'm off to today and got everything. Oh, by the way, Tom, I went ahead and got my ham license renewed the other day. $35 to get the license renewed, and so it's done, and I've got it, and the new one's on my wall and in my wallet, so I'm good to go for another 10 years. Go ahead, Jerry. W2T.
Jeff, out here for a second. I'll be back on in a little bit. I got work going on next door, and I go see what's happening. Talk to you guys a little bit later. W2T and 4DJC, and Tom is here at TR to take it.
We'll see much longer. Rusty, congratulations. Glad you got your license renewed. We're down here on 385 now, and got to turn off. I'm going to a routine doctor's appointment. Beautiful morning out here. Boy, the bands were horrible again last night. 2 days in a row now, they've really been stinko as far as CW or sideband goes. But I did manage to work Scotland last night and got that confirmed, and Bulgaria the night before. But Bulgaria is usually easy as pie, but I just barely hear that guy. But it was kind of a long call sign, and I thought, I'll work it just for fun. Lima Zulu 20 or something, 20th anniversary or something. But I did copy that guy 559 last night from Scotland. Over.
Sideband nets, well, the sideband nets early started out okay on 40 meters and then went downhill. But I'll tell you what, last night, hang on a second, let me get out of this hole I'm in.
Okay, but I can only stay about another minute or two.
Another one of these holes is on the road over on way going over past my church that you sink down in, and the trees just seem to envelope you and you can't get out. Now, on our 40 meter late net last night, which started at midnight my time, we had stations from Belgium, Austria, and Italy check in on our net, and the guy from Austria was running mobile because he was on his way to work, and I worked him with a 5.5 both ways last night on sideband, and the other two guys kind of disappeared down into the mud after about 20 minutes or so. But working the West Coast, I was working West Coast stations like they were sitting in my front yard, you know. So, oh well. And was the doctor for you or for Bernice this morning?
It's just my colonoscopy doctor. No, I can go straight here, Bernice. I think, well, better not. There's equipment in the road. There's a wreck in the road. Rusty, I better let you go, buddy. Yeah, they do get better sometimes real late. There's no doubt about that, because those people are just getting out of bed over there. W2T and 0TR73 is in clear.
Okay, well, you and Bernice have a good day, and I'll catch you later. W2T,